Hey everyone, and welcome to another segment of Business Tea with Tay. I am currently in the car, so if you hear a whole bunch of noise, it's because I'm driving. But I definitely had to come on here for this segment just because it's the beginning of the year. This year has already started out a little bit wild. I mean, shit, it's been the Scamlympics. It's been a scamdemic. I mean, for real, if you just turn around and look at every post, somebody has been scamming somebody else out of money, out of services, out of product, out of something. So first of all, if you're listening to this and you're a scammer, stop that shit right now. And you know you're a scammer because you probably smiled or grinned or thought, is she talking to me? If you had to think that, yes, I'm talking to you. Stop scamming. Especially if you believe in our almighty Lord, you know he's not going to bless that behavior. So cut that shit out right now before you get too far into this year and before you get too far ahead of yourself and you end up in jail. Okay? That's number one. Number two, for my people who have been scammed, I am so sorry that you've been scammed. I want to say that as a legitimate and authentic business owner, I truly apologize for somebody who has taken your hard money and has not rendered the service or product that you have paid for, because that's disgusting behavior. And at the Royal Boss Network, we don't tolerate that shit. So I want to apologize. But I also want to bring something to you all that have been scammed. If you have been scammed and you take your prior scamming experience, then you try to use that as a bridge or a wedge between you and another business owner that you're looking to get, you know, services or product rendered from, stop. Just stop, because there's no way that you'll get a positive outcome or you'll have a positive experience if you're holding on and harboring onto the loss that you had. And yes, it sucks that somebody has scammed you. It is completely suck. You know, it sucks. Somebody scammed you out of your money that you worked hard for. Hell, all of us work hard for everything that we have. Well, majority of us. I don't want to say all, because some people are blessed enough to have things handed to them. Majority of us work hard as shit for what we have. And for somebody to just take it like it's nothing, that's disgusting. And that's sick, like I said before. But at the same time, if you're really looking to grow and prosper, you cannot harbor and hold on to your past experience or something that's happened to you. It's no different than being in a relationship. If you're going into a new relationship with the hurt and the pain of whoever cheated on you or who did you wrong, you're not being fair to the person that you're looking to really build and grow with. It's the same thing for your business. If you're really looking to get this service or product rendered from this business owner and you're skeptical about something that's happened to you before, you need to know the proper steps as to find out who's the scammer. You know, to find out who exactly is scamming, especially when it comes to getting to know somebody completely new, somebody that you aren't warm to, that you haven't been introduced to. You need to look out for the signs. First, you need to see what signs you missed when you were scammed the first time. A sign that people tend to miss a lot is that they want you to pay without providing any proof. They haven't shown you any reviews. They haven't shown you their product, especially for those people who are looking to buy from vendors. They're not showing you, you know, their hands with the product. They're just showing you the picture that you can get off the website. You know, that's clearly a red flag. And if you miss that, I'm sure that when you move forward with purchasing from somebody else, that's not going to be a sign that you step over. Their payment methods. Now, a lot of people say don't ever pay with Cash App, but me, I use Square and I use Cash App. One platform that I avoid that people love to use is PayPal, because I've been scammed off of PayPal. So if people are telling you, oh, real business owners don't do business with Cash App, I just got my car towed for $80. This man literally took my car and took it to another place. Guess how I paid him? I paid him via Cash App. So it's not about the platform. It's about who it is. It's about the authenticity. It's about what they're really providing for you. Another thing, you can't always just hop on the phone with somebody to figure out if they're real or not. See what their protocol is to make sure, you know, this is going to be a legitimate service. This is going to be a legitimate partnership. If you can voice memo them, ask them to voice memo you. You know, if they have sent you reviews, go to those people's pages that have left them reviews. Hell, even message those people and be like, hey, I saw that you left a review for so-and-so and so-and-so. How exactly was your experience? There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. But I do want you to steer away from telling the person that you're working with, oh, I'm just trying to make sure that you're legit. Oh, I'm just trying to make sure that you're real and that you're authentic, because that can rub somebody the complete wrong way. I had somebody just tell me that, and I no longer wanted to conduct business with her, because I know who I am. I know what I produce, and I know that everything I do is real. My reviews are real. What I have is real. What I offer is real. My services are real. My product is real. So because of her reservations of whatever the fuck, I'm sorry, excuse my language, whatever the hell has happened to her in the past, she's portraying that and projecting that onto me. And me being authentic and real, I don't appreciate it. If you want to do some research about me and my brand, then you do that on your own time. You don't need to tell me that. You know, and like I said, it could rub people the wrong way, and it could not. Some people could really thank you and say, oh, I appreciate you doing your due diligence. But I make sure that everything that I present for my business is authentic and it's real. So everything that I'm providing you, whether that be reviews, whether that be my website, whether that be my email, whether that be my social media, it's all real. And what you choose to do with that information is completely up to you. You can sit and you can think about it for 4.5 weeks, 3.5 months, 2.5 years, 25 minutes. That is perfectly fine. But do your research on your own time. You don't need to tell that person that you're looking up on them, you know, that you're checking in on them. One, because if this person is a legit scammer and they are a fake person and they are fraud, they're going to go and fix things to make sure that it looks appealing for you. They're going to make sure that it looks authentic for you. I'll give you an example. I was looking to get something created. I believe it was screen printed. And this one lady was like, oh, I do that for you. You know, I can do that for you for this amount. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I go to her page and I see literally 30 minutes after I asked for what I was asking to get done, she added that service to her page. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but you obviously weren't originally doing the service that I asked for, and you just want to make some money. And I'm not saying that she's a scammer, that she would have took my money, but that's not what you're presenting in your business. You always want to make sure that your platforms are authentic and they follow the guidelines of who you are as a business owner. If there's something that you want to create or that you want to do, you already should have that plan or mapped out or have some news coming forward with it. Not just trying to make money because you can do something that somebody has to offer. That, in a sense, is a way of a scam too, because this is not really what your business is doing. This is not what you're about. You're just trying to make some money. But in the other sense of not telling people, you have the chance to get real and raw, you know, observances. You're able to see this person real and raw without you letting them know, hey, I'm about to go check up on you. So if I have a typo on my website, I can't go and fix it really quick because I wouldn't know that you were going to check up on me. But if you're telling me, oh, I'm about to research on you, I can change my pictures up, I can change my font, I can do all of that just to make it appeal to you. And again, that doesn't mean if somebody is doing that, they're a scammer. But you have to be very cautious of how you talk to people, especially if you're trying to be a professional. You can't just talk to people like they're your homeboys and they're your homegirls just because you're looking to spend money with them. Nobody owes you anything because you have a dollar. You do not own people because you have money. But that's a whole different segment. The last thing I want to leave you guys with is that if you are a business owner, stop blaming scammers for the reason why you're not converting. You're not converting because you're not being able to present anything that's authentic enough for people to say, hey, this person is legit. Trust me, I've had people that are like, I pray that you do what you're supposed to do. You know, I pray that you are legit, but I like how you talk. I like the professionalism that you're portraying, and I'm going to go ahead and spend my money with you. And of course, 10 times out of 10, they're getting exactly what they paid for from me. And they still, you know, they had that reservation up front. But people are going to spend money where they want to spend money. Don't ever think that just because somebody got scammed in the same field as you, nobody is going to purchase from you. That is not true. As long as you're able to present yourself again in an authentic manner, you have reviews, you have reports, you have some sort of tangible way for people to see, yes, what I do is real. Yes, what I service is real. Yes, what I produce is real. As long as you have that, you will always convert. But don't blame scammers. Oh, these scammers are the reason why graphic designers aren't getting sales. Baby, there are graphic designers who've made $10,000 this month already. You have to, one, narrow down your target audience, figure out who they are, and then two, figure out how you can convert with them. What exactly turns them on? What exactly makes them say, ooh, I want to purchase from them? Is that a video that you're producing? Is it a TikTok that you've made? Is it a special collage that you're creating? Is it your email marketing? Is it your flyers that you're putting out? Is it your Q&A segments? What exactly is it that makes people convert? That's how you convert time after time after time. Not just saying, oh, well, you know, this hairstylist just scammed these people in this group, so they'll never purchase from me. F what they're doing. They're not you. And especially if you're legitimate and you're real, you know exactly how you're going to convert. You do those before and after pictures and you know people are going to come, then you do that. Don't worry. And first of all, don't ever doubt yourself based off of what somebody else has done. You cannot base, and we all cannot base our success off of what other people have done. There's branding and marketing strategists who make tons and tons of money, but they are not me. There's branding and marketing strategists that make no money, but they are not me. So I cannot compare their failures or success to what my failure or my successes will be. So if somebody is scamming and they're in your field, that has nothing to do with you, because you are who you are and you're authentic, especially if you are really authentic and you really do what you say you're going to do. There's nothing and there's nobody that's going to be able to deter that from you or take that away from you. You have to continue to put yourself out there. Yeah, you may have to think and, okay, let me go back to the drawing table. What marketing tactics I'm going to use this month? But at the end of the day, as long as you're presenting something that's real, you'll always convert. You'll always have somebody messaging you trying to figure out how they can get what you have or what they need to do to book with you. I have people that are in my message requests that have seen a post that I've posted September 2019 who were like, oh, I need this. So you see what I'm saying? The authenticity of what you have, and especially being on top of your shit, you should not be promoting your business Facebook page and you haven't posted in 2 years. You should not be promoting your website and half of the stuff on your website you don't even sell anymore. You have to keep up with yourself. You have to be authentic and you have to stop blaming others. We all have to take accountability for what we want to do, whether that you're being the scammer, you've been the scammy, or you're just a bystander. And when I say the scammer, I mean the people taking the money from people and not rendering services. I saw today that somebody got their hair done. Half of her hair was out her damn head. And the girl said, oh, you saw your hair before you left. I'm not giving you a refund. She scammed her out of her money. That's a scam. That's a scam. Yes, she may have rendered the services, but she did not do what she was supposed to do, which was braid this girl's hair into her head for a lasting style. She scammed her out of her money. If you are the scammee, the person that is getting scammed, you want to make sure that you are paying attention to red flags, because there are tons of red flags. If you're messaging somebody who has a regular picture, you know, just a picture of maybe them and their kids, or just them posted up with a banner or a filter on Facebook or Instagram, and they're messaging you talking about, yes, dear, yes, hun, yes, dear, yes, hun. You may want to look a little bit more into that person, because 9 times out of 10, we know scammers talk in that language. You have to do your due diligence as a business owner to know exactly what a red flag is. You can't just go and spend money because it sounds like it's a good deal. Ooh, they're selling 500 iPhones for $5,000. I'm going to go send them $5,000 and you don't get one iPhone. Like, does that sound like a good deal? Did that sound like something that was going to be beneficial for you? It may sound too good to be true. And hey, I've been a business owner who has dumbed down my prices to make sales. I was doing business plans for $50. You know, that does sound like it's too good to be true. And I've had people say, oh, that's a scammer price. Ain't nobody really doing it. And guess what? I was presenting and providing 8-page long business plans. That's when I said to myself, oh no, I'm charging my worth now, because people think I'm scamming because I want to make sure that they're getting what they get. Nah, I'm going to charge my price and y'all still going to get what y'all going to get. But now I'm going to be compensated for it. So that's another thing. Don't dumb down your prices to make a sale. Because guess what? If you have to make $100 and your product or your service is $50, you have to sell twice as much just to make that margin. We're working smarter, not harder this year, y'all. So this is your business genie. I had to come through with this because I've seen 4 scam posts today, and I actually had somebody call me a scammer because I told him that I was not going to talk to him for free. And I don't do, well, my firm doesn't do free consultations anymore going from this year forward. So he called me a scammer. And I just wanted everybody to know exactly how to protect themselves from being a scammer. I'm sorry, how to protect themselves from scammers, and how to, as a business owner, own up to what you're good at. You know, we have a calling. We all were given a vision and we're supposed to walk into it, you know, every single day. So I hope you guys listen to this. I hope you guys take some notes and really just think about it, because as this year is progressing, we can't go backwards. We can't make the same mistakes that we did last year or the year before that. We just have to do better for ourselves and for our families and for our future, especially those that are looking to create generational wealth. We just have to do a lot better. Again, this is your business genie, and this is Business Tea with Tay.